Siman Tzadi Sif Aleph, Dinei Kechal. This siman deals with the halachas of the kechal, of the udder. Now the udder is a piece of meat which is naturally filled with milk. The kechal of a shechted cow is only considered to be milk midrabanan, because it's chalav shchuta, the chalav of a dead animal, and the milk from a dead animal is no longer considered to be chalav imoy, of chalav of an aim. And the Torah only forbade cooking meat in the milk of a mother, and not in the milk of a shchuta. So nevertheless, even though it is only chalav drabanan, so Chazal asked cooking it though together with meat. Now there's a machlokes, the Rishonim, whether one is allowed to cook it by itself. The opinion of the Mechaber, which will follow the opinion of the Rif, is that if one does cook it by itself, b'diavad it would be mutter. However, the opinion of Rashi is that if one cooks the kachal even by itself, so that would be basar b'chol of midrabanan, and the kachal would become asr. However, all agree that this kachal cannot be cooked together with other meat, because the kachal has in it this milk, and it will make other meat that is cooked with it into basar b'chol of midrabanan. Now, this is all provided that one doesn't remove the milk first. If one cuts it in a crisscross manner, and then they squeeze it against the wall to remove the milk, so at that point, there will be a machlekes whether one could cook it with meat, or whether that would allow one only to cook it by itself. And we will see the specifics of this as we go through the siman. Okay, let's start the siman. Hakachal, so the sif aleph, hakachal, pirish hadod shel behema. So the kal, which is the udder of the cow, would be the same from a goat or a sheep. Also midivrei soifrim, so the milk that's inside of it is considered only cholav durabanan. Shein basar shnes bashal b'cholav shchuta asur min ha-tayra, because the milk that comes from a shchuta, from a shechted animal, is not aser min ha-tayra. Lefikach im kara u'meirak ha-cholav, therefore if one cuts open the kachal and pours out the milk, mutar l'tzloisai, one would then be allowed to roast it, u'la'oichloi, and to eat it. Vim karo shesiv ariv etachu b'kaisal, if one cuts it in a crisscross manner and presses it against the wall, actually nishar b'lachluches cholav, until no liquid milk remains inside, then mutar l'vashloi im ha-basar. Again, like we mentioned before, this is the opinion, the Mechaber follows the opinion of the Rif, that once you do this, it is now permissible even to cook it together with other meat. V'chal shalo karo, but if you didn't cut it open, bein shal ketana shalo hiniko, whether it be an udder from a young calf which never gave milk, or bein shal gedol, or whether it be from a mother cow that has nursed, also levashloi, either way, one may not cook it, meaning even by itself one may not cook it, since it wasn't cut open. Vim avaru bishloi b'fnei atzmai, however, if one did cook it by itself here means that they didn't cook it with other meat. There might have been vegetables or water and other things in the pot, but there was no other meat in the pot. The koshkein and tzolo, and certainly if they roasted it, mutter lachloi. So then b'dievid, it is mutter to eat. This again is the opinion of the Rif. Vim bashloi im basar acher, however, if it was cooked together with other meat, then misharin oisai b'shishim, then we need to make a cheshbin of how much meat there was and other liquid there was keneged that kechal. The kechal min a minyan. However, we can include the kechal into the minyan of the shishim. Ketzad, how is that? What does that mean? We include the kechal in the cheshbin? Imaya hakol ima kechal kama shishim bechal. If altogether there are 60 parts, including the kechal as one of the parts, then the halacha is as follows. The kachal is the asr. Still the kachal is asr. Vashar mutter. But the rest of the meat and everything else in the pot would be permitted. Now, the halacha over here of why the kachal is asr, if there's shishim in it, it can egget it. So the Ran says it's asr al smaras ayin. Really, maker din it should have been mutter. that whatever milk comes out would be bottled. Nevertheless, they asked the Chachal in such a case, since it was cooked together, and the milk that's inside of it might have received tam from the basar, from the other basar, which would create basar b'chalov, midrabanan. Therefore, since even though in the end the milk goes out and it really shouldn't become, but nevertheless, al smar sayin, we say that kachal is asr. V'mahaya b'pachas b'shishim, but what happens if we didn't have 60 parts? What happens if we only had 50 parts? Then hakol aser. Then obviously the meat is aser, and certainly the kachal is aser. Everything in the pot is aser. Ben kachu ben kach. However, either way, whether it had 50 parts or it didn't have, or it had 59 parts, 60 parts, it doesn't matter. Im nafal akedera acheres oiser oisa. It'll aser the second pot as well. Umesharin boy b'shishim kibri shayna. However, when we cheshbin in the second pot, we again cheshbin the kachal that we need 59 parts connected. So let's say there'd be meat in the second pot as well. The meat would be permitted, provided that there's 59 parts, including the kachal as the 60th part. And then the meat would be permitted. So same would be true if it was other things too. We'd make the same cheshbin, and not just meat, even if there were, let's say, potatoes in the pot. If there'd be 59 parts potatoes plus 1 part kachal, then those potatoes would be permitted. The kachal would remain aser. It was aser in the first pot, so it will remain aser in the second pot as well. And shachal asma is bashal nasik a chaticha hasura. The kachal will remain aser because it becomes like a chaticha of iser. Okay, vein misharin by ela kemoishahu beis shenis bashal. This is Lashon Rambam, that when we cheshbin the piece of kachal, at what point do we cheshbin it? We cheshbin it, the Beis Yosef explains it, what this means is we cheshbin it at the end. In other words, we look at all the things in the pot, we look at the kachal as it is cooked, plus we look at all the other ingredients already in their cooked state. And if as it comes in front of us, there's 60 parts to kachal, so then it would be bottled. Even if we know that the kachal originally was larger, but we'll assume that the other ingredients in the pot were also larger at the beginning. And we'll assume that everything was nismayit proportionally. Everything reduced at the same, in the same proportion, and therefore, so that's what it means over here. We go according to it was, b'shashin is bashal, meaning as it comes in front of us already cooked. Lo kamo shahaya b'shashin afal, even though I know it was a different amount at the time that it fell in. Now the Taz says over here, there's a big chiddush going on over here in this mechaber. The mechaber just said, as an introduction here, the mechaber said that whether there be 59 parts or less, if there are only 58 parts, either way the kachal is aser. However, if it falls into a second pot, again, we're only going to need 59 times to mevatel it. So Taz says, is medayik from here, that you see that we obviously, why is it that we're allowing 59 parts the second time too? The chal now is aser. The chal became a chaticha visura. Why should it become bottled in 59 parts? So, I guess we first have to explain why is it that a kachal is always bottled in 59 parts. Normally, when it comes to iser, we always need 60 parts to mevatel, which always means you need 60 parts of heter, connected plus 1 part of iser. So, 61 parts altogether. 1 part of iser, 60 parts heter. Why is it by a kachal you only need 59 parts of heter and 1 part iser? So, there are two explanations. The Rambam Shita is because Kachal is only in Isser Drabanan, by Isser Drabanan there were more Mekel that we only need 59 parts. The Rajba says, no, it's not because Drabanan. Even if this would be in Isser Daraisa, it would be the same halacha over here. But rather, it's because the Basar is, because the Kachal itself is meat. And therefore, it's Mitztarif together with the other meat, and it'll become the 60th part. We can use the meat of the kachal as the 60th piece in the tziruf, even though we always have to be mishayer keneged kuloi, because the rule is lo yadin and kama nafek mine. We don't know how much milk came out of this kachal, so therefore we have to view the kachal as though it is entirely milk. Nevertheless, we can say that one part of it is the meat itself, and therefore that part meat is mitzdarif with the 59 other parts of meat, and therefore we could use it itself to mevatel the milk that's inside of it and say that sach hakol there is 60 parts keneged that one keneged the one part of milk. So that's the rule of the that's the rule of the Rashba. Now, the Mechaber over here says that whether now okay one more piece. Now we said beforehand from the Ran that it's really only usher because of Marasayin. If I have 60 parts, it's only usher because of Marasayin. What happens if I only have Sacha Kol 59 parts, meaning 58 parts of Heter, one part of Isser? So then it's not only usher because of Marasayin. It's usher Midina. It'll be a full fledged Isser Drabanan that Kechal. Nevertheless, the Mechaber says that even still, it only takes his 59 parts to be mevatel the Isser. So even though this is becoming now Basar B'cholov Midrabanan, still the Mechaber is holding that we still only need 59 times to mevatel it. So the Taz says, we see from here that the Mechaber does not hold that we say Chanan by Basar B'cholov Midrabanan. We know the Mechaber doesn't hold of Chanan B'shari Surim, right, by Isser of Nevela and Chazer and other Isurim, the Mechaber doesn't hold of, we don't say Chaticha Nas and Nevela. But what about by Basar B'cholov, Basar B'cholov Midrabanan? So the Taz says, you see from this case, that even still the Mechaber doesn't hold of it. Because it's not only when it's also because of Maris Ayin, but even if it's also, even if it becomes Basar B'cholov Midrabanan, full-fledged Basar B'cholov Midrabanan, still the Mechaber is holding that you only need 59 parts to be Mevatel. That means we don't view it itself as becoming intrinsically also. We still have, as opposed to the Shita of the Rashba, is that once it becomes, if it would only be 59 parts to mimavatel it, so it's only aser al tmaras ayin, so then that would be one thing. But if it once it becomes full-fledged iser, then you need 60 parts to mimavatel it. And that's now going to be the opinion of the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagav yesha oimrim dim nafal tchila l'kedera she'ein bashishim. If first it fell into a pot, and you did not have 60 mitzvatel, v'neser ha'kachal, so the chal itself became by itself aser, im nafal achakach l'kedera acheres, and then it fell into a second pot, ein ha'kachal mitzdaref l'shishim. Now you can no longer use the kachal, v'chein ikar. And the Ramah says, v'chein ikar, that's how he paskins. Which the Taz points out, which means that the Ramah holds that we do say Chanan, even by Isurim Durabanan. Because even though this is only going to become Bas B'cholov Durabanan, nevertheless, the Ramah is now viewing it as a Chaticha of Isur. And therefore, the Taz says we can extrapolate from this Ramah to other Isurim and say that, likewise, the Ramah, since by Shari Isurim, the Ramah was Geyser Shari Isurim Atu Bas B'cholov, so since by Bas B'cholov, the Ramah is going to be Geyser, is going to say Chanan, even by Bas B'cholov Midrabanan, so too, by Shari Surim, we're going to say Chanan, even by Yisurim Midrabanan. So, that's how we paskin, that there is Chanan, by Shari Surim Midrabanan. So, in summation, the sheet of the Mechaber, which follows the Rif, is that if one were to cook a Kechal by itself, even if they did nothing, even if they didn't rip it open at all, b'di'evit it would be mutter. However, l'chatchila, they have to cut it open in order to permit cooking it by itself. And if they want to cook it together with meat, they need to be kari shesi v'arev. They need to cut it crisscross manner v'tachu b'kaisel, and then they need to squeeze out all the milk. And then it is permissible to cook it together with meat. If they did not do that, then it will aser the meat and the kachal, everything will be aser, unless there will be shishim keneged the kachal. If the meat and all and everything together would be 60 times, and we're allowed to include the kachal in the minyan over here, so really 59 times plus the kachal, if there's that amount, then the meat would be permitted, but the kachal would still be aser. Now, as we'll see, the Ramah disagrees with all of this. He's going to follow Shitas Rashi, And the Shach points out that although the Ramah didn't comment in this sif on this, he lets it go, he's just waiting until the Mechaber finishes his whole explanation, and he's going to wait till Sif Beis to before he comments.